This is Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Posuk Gimel. Ketapuach batzei haya, kein doidi bein habonim. Like an apple tree in the forest is my beloved amongst the sons. Betzilo chimadeti v'yoshavti, in his shade, I've desired or enjoyed or delighted v'yoshavti, and I sat there. Upiriy mosuk lechiki, and its fruit was very sweet to my mouth, to my palate. All right, so that's now. Let's see what it means. Like an apple tree in the forest, ilon shel tapuchim, an apple tree, kishehu bein ilone srak, when it's with the other trees that don't bear fruit, hu choviv min kulam. It's the most precious. Shepiru toiv b'tam uvereach. Not only does it bear fruit, but its fruit is toiv b'tam in taste and in fragrance and smell. So memela, this is the chavivus, I guess, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klaudi. Well, I don't know. That's what he says. This is the Chosin speaking and saying that this is the way he looks at this love affair here, that it has tam v'reach, it's precious, like an apple tree in a forest which has no other fruits. Now, the question is, what is this comparison? All right, you have tam v'reach, you're very good, that's all. Ilon shel tapuchim keshehu bein ilan ilon esrak ketapuach batzei hayar. That seems to be a critical ingredient. Not just, what do you mean ketapuach? Ketapuach is a very pleasant and enjoyable and tasty and fragrant smelling fruit. So that I compare it to a tapuach. No, it has to be the comparison ketapuach, but say, hey, I assume that the idea is, I mean, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Nimshal, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. But let's even take it first in the Moshal. I see, to really appreciate to really appreciate quality, you really need contrast. You know, anything in a vacuum cannot be fully appreciated, because as opposed to what? Well, this is beautiful compared to what? Well, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Whatever. How beautiful? Beautiful. Those are all taste, smell, beauty. All these things are very vague terms. Have to be compared. So he says, you are compared to a forest full of non-smelling or non-fruit-bearing trees, and you're the only one that bears fruit, and your fruit is choviv mikulam, because it's period tov betam uverech. Now, there seems to be something else too. V'hu ilan yisrak hu choviv min kulam. Would you say that you, in order to appreciate, you also have to be number one?
Hopefully not.
What? Now let's first see what the truth is, and then we'll set up. Then we'll set up. What?
Why does that make sense?
That's what it seems to say. Kishuhu bein ilone srak hu choviv min kulam. Shapiro tev betam. It should just say, he says, Shapiro tev betam. He's more precious than all of them. You know, there's a book, I think it's called 22 Rules, Immutable Rules of Marketing. And the first rule is you have to be number one. And the second rule is if you can't be number one, you should be number one in a new category. But you got to be number one. There seems to be something to really appreciate something. We have to almost appreciate its uniqueness. It's the most special. And what that really means, I guess, in the Akein Dodi Bein Habonim, Bein Bachurim. Let's read the Dugma first. We'll get back to that in a minute. So is my beloved amongst the Bachurim. Now, why is it amongst the Bachurim? So then this would be she talking, if it amongst the Bachurim. That I don't get. Let's see, Rashi says, HaDugma, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miko. No, I'm sorry. Oh, whoa. Forgive me. I messed this up completely, royally. Ketapuach batze ilan shel tapuch keshu bein ilon esrak hu chovim mikulam shepiru toiv v'tam uvarech. This is This is the Klal Yisrael speaking. This is the Klal Yisrael speaking. The Klal Yisrael speaking about appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if, let's say it's the Chosen speaking about... No, it's the Kala speaking about the Chosen. Okay, that's the Moshel. And Kein Doidi Bein Habonim, because it says Bein Habonim, I don't know how we missed that. Bein Habachurim. So in other words, the Kala is saying, my Chosen, my husband, this guy is, compared to everyone else, look to the whole, they're all like an apple tree in a forest where he is number one, the only one that has fruit, the only one that has fruit that's tam, v'reach, and oh, kein doidi ben habonim, that's what he's compared to. So in other words, I guess for her to appreciate him, it has to be that he is number one. That's very interesting.
That's very interesting.
Would you give dating advice like that or marital advice like that to say that a woman has to think that her husband is number one?
Out of all the advice I've given.
What's that?
Out of all the advice I've given.
Okay, I didn't know you're giving advice in these inyonim. So wait a second. So could that be? In other words, she has to, if she doesn't look at that, that's a little bit questionable. I don't get that exactly. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's a reason. That's a reason why you have to be careful. The reality is that if you can feel that way, then that's great. But if not, you got to be careful not to be bane too many bachurim. In other words, one of the things I do tell people
or do
is,
like you got the marketing advice. You know?
What?
Do the marketing advice.
What do you mean?
Find something you are the best in.
No. All right, but I said, forget the market. I don't know. I have to rethink that in terms of the way we're reading correctly now. But no, I tell people like this, couples socializing. It's not so simple because this lady sees, he talks so nicely to his wife. Why can't you talk to me like that? You know? He seems to be so, there's too much competition. So in order to maintain this oneness, it could be on a practical level in our day and age, we have to be careful about that, being exposed too much because it may detract from this sense of special chavivus, which seems to be a critical ingredient in the relationship. Okay, let's go. What?
How does it make sense?
What do you mean? It makes sense.
No, I'm just curious why you.
Because to really appreciate, you have to really feel that this is super special. I can't just.
Why do you have to think that it's number one?
Because why should I appreciate you more than anything else? A person has, in order to deepen, I guess, for the deepest level of relationship, of love and respect, love means also appreciating the milas. And since appreciation is achieved by comparison, so I have to be able to compare and say, hey, v'atolis al kulono. Right? Isn't that what it was? V'atolis, isn't it such a thing? That's right. In Aneshes Chaya, v'atolis al kulono. There has to be, I have to feel, if I can't feel that, then what says that I appreciate the milas? What do I appreciate your milas? I don't see them. I don't understand your milas. I don't see it. But when I compare you to everybody else, then that's what it seems. Let's just finish over here. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol elikim nivchar. He's chosen, he's superior and chosen from the best of all the gods. V'fikach metzilach imalti v'yoshavti. Therefore, in his shade, I desired and I delighted and I sat. So in other words, it sounds like that when it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we also have to appreciate the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough. I don't mean to suggest from here that we should give a course in yeshivas in comparative religion. You know, I don't think that would be appropriate. What? What's that?
Not too much to compare.
What?
It's not too much to compare.
Okay. It's no contest. But we have to realize that. We have to realize that. Look, you know. Ashreinu matov chotein. Atov chartonu mikolo amim. Not to the rest. There's the rest of the world. You know what does it specially? You know what? You know what really does it specially? Shabbos. What does it say by Shabbos? Beinu beimin Yisrael loisi lodom. So Rashi says it's a ois gedoylo shebocharti bochem v'hanchidi lochem yomenu chosi lemenucho. It's a great sign that I chose you because I gave you my day of Menucha, the anniversary of my creation, for you to celebrate. And we say in the davening, V'loy nesat l'goy ha'rotzis, V'loy n'chaltoinu of the psidim, V'gam b'menucha so lo yishkenu ha'reilim. In other words, all the umois really have a shaykhus. What do you mean? He didn't give any of the mitzvahs to the umois. Teretz says, Shabbos is the one thing they really should have. Because they too were created. It celebrates creation. But Hashem said, I'm going to show you the uniqueness of our relationship. I'm going to invite you and only you, to the exclusion of anyone else, to celebrate my anniversary celebration every week, the anniversary of creation. So when you have that, so you see, that in itself is a look at this relationship is unique. We're the only ones. The others are not as choshev. The others are not invited. This is, they're not, they weren't nivchar to celebrate even something which they should have a shaykhus to. That, I guess, is necessary to expand that relationship. Okay. And we need that, in other words, to really appreciate, to sit betzel Hashem, then we have to have that sense of how unique it is. If I just think, oh, it's wonderful, oh, it's good, he's the creator, no. You have to take it a step further and see the uniqueness of it, the specialness of it. This is different from everything else. That seems to be lefikoch b'tzilo chimadati v'yoshavti. U'midrash ha'godo, ha'tapuach ha'zeh ha'kol borchim imenu. Everyone's away from the tapuach. L'fisha ein lo tzel. Doesn't give off an apple tree, I guess, doesn't have the leaves it is to give off shade. Kach boruchu kol u'mais v'ala kodesh boruchu. Everybody ran away. They hid when he said, "You want my Torah?" They all went into hiding. They ran away. But I was different. So now again. So what are we saying over here?
It seems to be switching to
what?
The Midrash HaGadah seems to be like switching it onto us.
Well, no, onto us. Like, what do you mean?
Like we're saying to Hashem how good we are.
Oh, so what is that? What is that all about? The Torah says we need that also. In other words, because we said at the beginning, remember, what's he bragging? Oh, I'm like this rose of the valley, which is just right. It doesn't get too burnt by the sun, like the rose in whatever. So in order to be part of a loving relationship, a person has to realize not only the uniqueness of the one I love, that specialness, those milas, that Bein Habonim, he's the greatest, he's the only one with Tam V'Reach in this. But I also have to realize that I'm worthy of that relationship. So the Medrash learns that, he says, at Tapuach HaZeh, I called Boruchim Imenu, because it doesn't have sale, yeah? They all ran away. Whatever tzel there was, I appreciated what the Torah was, and I stayed there. So in other words, I'm also worthy of this relationship, because when, by comparison, again, now I'm worthy of this relationship because I accepted the Torah. You hear? Listen to that. That's very important. Why should I not? I'm worthy. I accept Hashem offered the Torah at Har Sinai. I accepted it. No, I'm worthy of the relationship. No, that is not enough to feel worthy. What I need to enhance and to complete that sense of worthiness is that all the other nations ran away from him at Har Sinai. And I betzilo yishchimadati v'yoshavti. That's my worthiness. If I don't have my worthiness in context of how more worthy it is than the others who didn't do that, then I can't really appreciate myself, and the mela, I can't really connect in that relationship.